VentureCast. Promises of Christmas. Galatians 4, 4 and 5. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons.
Merry Christmas. God bless you, and we are celebrating with a special episode on Big Truth Encouragement. I have asked friends far and near a simple question. What does Christmas mean to you? Tell me about a Christmas memory or a tradition. So that's what you're going to hear on this episode. In addition, I'm going to do a little bit of reading. I want to share with you some meaningful stories. So may this special Christmas episode bless you and remind you in this beautiful Christmas season of memories, stories, or traditions in your own life and family.
One of the things that bring me so much enjoyment during this Christmas season is the music, the songs, the lyrics that we began singing when we were little children in church. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, and joy to the world. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ was born. And then, as I was listening recently, I heard some of the standards that were being sung and played by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong and jazzy Christmas songs. But the thread through all of that is what a beautiful time of year this is, that we can celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas to all, and to all, a good night.
My favorite Christmas tradition is going to a Christmas Eve service and sometimes even a midnight service. I love going as a child, and I took my girls when they lived at home, and my husband and I love to go now. I think it's something about the quiet atmosphere, the dark church, the light of the candles, the only light, the beautiful music that is played. It's such a solemn, thoughtful occasion, and one can't help but focus on Jesus Christ, the simple, dramatic, incredible, life-changing birth of Jesus Christ. I really get reminded once again, it's not about the presents, it's not about the food, it's about the greatest gift that was ever given to mankind. So let me encourage you to find a candlelight service somewhere and get in touch once again with the true meaning of the Christmas season.
So my favorite Christmas tradition from childhood even until now, and that's cutting down our Christmas tree in the forest. It's beautiful. Here I live in the Black Hills, and we, $10 tree permit, we stomp out into the woods, cut her down, holler home, and go to it. I love being in the outdoors. I love just being with my family. We did that when we were young, and I've carried that tradition through our family. Teenagers are not always excited about it, but we do make the best out of it. It brings back so many memories for me with my childhood, with my family, and I get to carry those on as well. So, celebrating Christ through the Christmas tree and the beauty and the majestic look of a Christmas tree is what it's all about.
The Christmas gift. Our families gather on Christmas Day. They come from near and far away. Inside the house is a beautiful sight. The lights on the tree shine so bright. As I look under the tree, I wonder what gifts are for me. Boxes wrapped in green and gold, what unknown treasures do they hold? Boxes of all shapes and sizes too. Are they for me or are they for you? The greatest gift we cannot see, for the Father gave it to you and me. When to show us His love, He sent His Son from above, Emmanuel, the spotless Lamb, given to us by I Am. What does He desire in return for this gift we cannot earn? Just give Him your heart and you will see, from your sin He'll set you free.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. First and foremost, Jesus is the reason for the season, and we're very thankful for that. So, many, many awesome memories of Christmas, but kind of a funny one that I can remember. I'm an only child raised by a single mom, and mom did very well for me. We didn't have a lot growing up, but she always made sure I had a good Christmas, right? I was kind of a bad little boy. So she had bought me a bunch of Christmas presents and stuff. And in this old apartment we used to live in, she had, none of them were under the tree yet. So I was wondering what was going on. I don't know. I was probably like 7 or 8 at the time. We used to have a basement, and, just being a curious bad little boy, I was snooping around in the basement, and I found the Christmas stash of all my presents, and ruined the surprise for myself and found all my presents. Long story short, mom caught me, busted me, was very, 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 very angry, told me I wasn't getting any of the presents, and Christmas morning came, and I still got my presents. So just mother's love, I guess, and just the joy of Christmas. I did get in trouble, but I was still able to have my Christmas and get my presents. So kind of a funny story. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy holidays. Be blessed.
The reason why Christmas is so special to me is because I remember a time when I was serving our country, and I didn't know I was going to get a chance to come home, because to me, for Christmas, we would not only sing songs, but it would be like a Christmas concert at my great aunt's house, and I miss it so much because it's not really the same anymore, but we would sing, and you know, the kids would get presents, and that's what Christmas truly means to me, is to spending that time with my family, singing, enjoying each other's company, and most importantly, man, to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. You know, we didn't have the traditional situation to where it is, but we would sing. It'd be like we was at a concert, man. Every single time, you know, we would have Christmas. So, as of right now, we're still having it. A lot of the older people has transitioned on to Glory. And, you know, physically, I don't know how long we're going to continue to have them all the time, but it's something that, you know, we're going to continue to keep pushing and continue to keep allowing it to happen right now. And that's my favorite Christmas moment, because I remember when I was serving overseas, that was my first Christmas by myself, and I didn't know if I was going to get to come home. And the following year, I got to come home, and I started crying because I did not realize how much I really miss that, not only my family, but just that as a tradition, like singing those songs, making our own little spin on certain songs of Silent Night and stuff like that. So I miss it, and that's my Christmas tradition, and I hope that you guys are having an awesome Christmas tradition too.
Christmas is all about the children, kids. I want to share with you a story written by Emma, a fourth grader, found this on the internet, and it's called Blisty's Adventure. Once upon a time, there was a snowman named Blisty. He was very funny. One day there was a blizzard, and Blisty needed somewhere to stay. He walked and walked and walked. Then he saw a light. He got closer, and it was a house. He knocked on the door. Nobody answered. He walked to the next light. Nobody answered. The last house. He knocked and somebody answered. He said, "Can I stay here? I have no place to stay." The snow girl said, "Yes." So Blisty went in and they had cold chocolate. Blisty said, "What is your name?" She said, "Shimmer. I will show you the extra bedroom." It was morning. Blisty said, "I am off to go home." Shimmer said, "It is Christmas Eve. Can you stay?" "Okay, I will stay," said Blisty. So they sat around and drank cold chocolate, and they lived happily ever after. The end.
Hi, my name is Ashley Song, and I wanted to share the moment that Christmas not only inspired, but changed my life. Growing up, I always witnessed my hardworking parents doing everything possible to make sure that my siblings and I got everything that we wanted for Christmas. Although there may have been some struggles, they still gave me so much anticipation that I would stay up all night, excited to see what they had in store for me. As I got older and had 3 children of my own, I wanted to provide them with the same experience year after year. But then the unexpected happened when I went through a separation from my ex-husband that ultimately led to a divorce. During those few years of separation, I remembered Christmas becoming more and more impossible for me to execute each year. The Christmas tree started to look more scarce, and I felt so inadequate as a parent. I just simply did not have enough to give my children. And every year, that experience that my parents gave me was looking so sad for my children. At least that's what I thought. One Christmas, I believe it was 2016, I sat my children down and explained to them how mommy wasn't going to be able to make Christmas happen that year. I mentioned to them that at best that I will be able to get them a couple of gifts each. But then my oldest son, Jalen, said to me, "Mom, what if we only did 3 gifts each? Because if Jesus got 3 gifts on his birthday, why should we feel like we need to have more?" My other 2 sons chimed in and also agreed. And in that moment, my perspective shifted. My children reminded me about what the true meaning of Christmas was really about. Yes, I wanted to do so much for my children, as any parent would. But I realized that the greatest gift that I could have ever given my children was implanting the Word of God into them. In letting them see that the true meaning of Christmas is about the birth of our Lord, in the importance of us spending time together as a family with love and grace. Now, of course, if I'm able to do more 1 year, I definitely will. But it's so much more comforting knowing that my children honor Christmas in remembrance of Jesus Christ, our wise counselor and Prince of Peace. And because of that day, so will I.
As we celebrate this Christmas 2022, and the best Christmas present I ever have is the gift of love of my precious wife, Dee. I have not known many good gifts, but this is the best one ever, the gift of Christ and His love that exceeds all understandings. We thank you again for your ministry, and we pray for you as you gift others with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and we thank you.
From the Norman Rockwell's Christmas book, a reading entitled Mistletoe by Walter de la Mare. Sitting under the mistletoe, pale green fairy mistletoe, one last candle burning low. All the sleepy dancers gone, just one candle burning on. Shadows lurking everywhere, someone came and kissed me there. Tired I was, my head would go, nodding under the mistletoe, pale green fairy mistletoe. No footsteps came, no voice, but only, just as I sat there, sleepy, lonely, stooped in the still and shadowy air, lips unseen, and kissed me there.
My favorite Christmas tradition is the Toys for Tots toy drive. My husband was in the Marine Corps, and we made a tradition when our daughter was born to always donate to Toys for Tots. The Marine Corps does a toy drive where you can donate toys, and it will always go to a child less fortunate. And it's usually delivered by a Marine in his full-dress blues, so it's like you get this real-life soldier delivering you a present on Christmas, and I just think it's such a beautiful program, and it's one of my favorite family traditions.
Grace and peace, this is Pastor Devon, and one of my family and I's favorite Christmas traditions is to pick a Christmas song and to sing karaoke to it or to have a dance-off, and the best one will win a prize at the end, and it's truly one of my favorite traditions that we still carry on to this day, a great time of fellowship, fun, and family.
Hi, Pastor Julie. It's Deborah Walker from Gospel Roots on Praise 95. Thank you so much for inviting me to be on your podcast. And I know you asked the question, what's your favorite memory of Christmas or whatever, you know, Christmas means to you? And I just want to tell you, I am so grateful for the many years that we had the opportunity to celebrate Christmas as a family. And I say it like that because most of my family is deceased. So when I think about Christmas, I think about those wonderful memories that we had. We used to do every year, we would buy a lot of presents. I mean, sometimes as much as 200 presents so that everybody would have something. But we would buy things that you need, you know, not just unnecessary stuff, but things that you probably won't buy for yourself. And it was so much fun. We would draw numbers and everybody would pick a number. We'd go around until all the numbers, all the presents, you know, we'd number the presents. And when everybody had picked all the presents, then it became so chaotic. It was so much fun because a lot of times, you know, a man might get a pair of panties and he would be like, oh my God. And so the rule was, you can't trade until everybody has all the presents. And that's when it was so much fun because it was so chaotic. But it was a wonderful time to be together. And so that's my memory of Christmas. We would exchange presents and stuff after we picked those presents, you know, by numbers. And it was just so much fun. And I miss all my family, so I'm talking to your audience right now. If your family is still with you, then that is truly a blessing because that's what Christmas is all about. It's about family. It's about love. It's about peace. And it's about joy. I'm Deborah Walker from Gospel Roots on Praise 95. Thank you, Pastor, for having me on board of your podcast. God bless you.
A favorite Christmas tradition of past was taking the time to visit the elderly in the nursing homes, to sing carols, to watch their faces light up, and to bring the love of Jesus to them, to hug them, to greet them, and to remind them that they were not forgotten.
One thing about Christmas that I know is universal is good food. Families and friends gather together to celebrate Christmas with food, whether it's a sit-down dinner or a buffet. Food is an integral part of our Christmas season. I remember growing up and every Christmas Eve, my mother preparing oyster stew. I dreaded it. The whole house smelt like oysters, which I couldn't stand. I would beg her for a Tony's frozen pizza, and she would just simply say, "No, the menu is oyster stew." My grandfather loved it, and it was the only time I ever remember him eating it. Now, all of these years later, maybe my mom didn't even like oyster stew, but she did it to honor her father, my grandfather. Reading from Fammy Merritt Farmer's Christmas Dinner from the original Boston Cooking School cookbook, printed in 1896. Christmas menu: clam and oyster soup, breadsticks, olives, celery, salted pecans, roast goose with potato stuffing, applesauce, cream of lima beans, Duchess potatoes, dressed lettuce with cheese straws, frozen pudding, vanilla wafers, crackers, cheese, cafe noir.
It sure is like us all being together. Won't be a lot of Christmas presents under the tree, which is very unusual for our family, but this year we've chosen to just be together and just to embrace life that we have together this year, because life is precious and family is precious. And since I don't have a lot of family, Christmas is going to be a time of praising the Lord, and we're excited. So it's good to be back with my husband, for us to be together at Christmas time. God is good.
is Nicole, and I am 26. The most magical thing to me about Christmas has always just been spending time with my family. We do have traditions, you know, like most families, I think, have. What we do for setting up the tree is, ever since I can remember, we would either have Christmas music or a movie in the background, like Home Alone. And my mom would make hot chocolate with like all the fixings. So you got whipped cream, you got those little mini marshmallows, and we'd always have these butter dance cookies. We set up all of our special ornaments first. Each of my siblings and my parents have their own like special little ornament, and we have ones for our cats as well in their memory. You know, we just laugh and just have a really great time. And then on actual Christmas Day, my dad, we have always had this tradition, and he makes these massive size of your head cinnamon rolls. And they are my favorite thing in the world, to just sit at the table and eat breakfast with them in the morning. You know, I'm a food gal. I love food. So those cinnamon rolls are just like my favorite part of Christmas. And we typically do Secret Santa for presents, but we always tell who gets who, so it's not really secret. You know, my mom, she still does the stockings every year. I love the twinkling lights, but deep down underneath that all, family and the joy surrounding that holiday is just so magical to me. It feels like I'm inside of a snow globe and nothing but joy is allowed in. It's just so magical to me, and I just love getting together with my family and just reminiscing, creating new memories, and spending time with everybody. And I hope you all have an absolutely wonderful holiday, whichever holiday you celebrate, and have a good one. Oh, it's Christmas.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, by Francis P. Church. Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia O'Hanlon. Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world around him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would the world be if there were no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if they did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. No Santa Claus. Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood. The New York Sun, September 21st, 1897.
You know, Christmas has always been my favorite time of the year and always been my favorite holiday. God's son was born and sent down here for us to redeem us. So I just love the time of the year, the spirit that's filled within the hearts of people. People are a lot more kinder, it seems, just that holiday spirit. But one memory that comes to me that serves me greatly is the memory of my father. One of my last Christmases with my father as a young boy, he bought me cologne. I was maybe 7 years old. Some expensive cologne, my brothers and I. And I didn't understand it then, but, you know, my dad always prepared us. He always called us his little soldiers. You know, he didn't raise us as boys, he raised us as men. So I was always grateful for just being prepared for life. He always gave us sound advice, and just like the Heavenly Father does for us, you know, we have the Word, and He guides us and prepares us for the storms when we do encounter them. So let's not forget who our source is. And the reason for the season is Jesus Christ, and just to continue to prepare for whatever it is to come, whatever God has for your life to get you through the next day or season, and always just continue to have a grateful heart and remember that it's not the gifts, it's the Son of the Man that was given to us to redeem us. So just wanted to share that. God bless.
Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. I hope that you have enjoyed this special Christmas edition of Big Truth Encouragement. Thank you to my family, my friends that helped me with this. I just wanted to hear what was on their heart. It has blessed me, and I hope it has blessed you as well. I celebrate Christmas for several reasons. I love Christmas, but the most important reason is Jesus Christ. Reading from 1 Timothy 1, starting at verse 15 from the NIV translation. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. From my heart and my family, Merry Christmas to you and yours. God bless you. Whether you're celebrating alone or with family and friends, God's love for you is consistent. May you find the joy, peace, love, and hope of this Christmas season, this season, and always. The music that you're hearing behind me, this great Christmas classic, is being played by my son and his jazz college band. Enjoy it, and Merry Christmas to you.
Transforming 45, the podcast that celebrates the incredible power of passionate voices. I'm your host, Lisa Boat. Join me in conversation with heart-led humans who share their deeply personal stories of transformation. Transforming 45 is here to uplift, connect, and remind you that it's never too late to write your next chapter. So get ready to be inspired, empowered, and transformed. Join me in this community where through powerful storytelling, we heal and reclaim our inherent magic.
Hey there, I'm DC. I host the Rock Podcast, Back to the Arena, The Interviews. It's about a 30-minute podcast where I talk one-on-one with a band who has released new music. You can find us on all the best podcast sites like Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio, and more. If you're a rock fan like me, subscribe today to Back to the Arena, The Interviews.
Electricast.